This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
It's a Friday afternoon. Frank Cusimano is here to talk sports on a Friday afternoon. And Fred Tilby, first of all, how are you, Frank? Good afternoon.
Doing well, sir. Hope you're well.
Fred said one of the things to bring up, and this one did elude me, so I want to find out a little bit more, and I Googled it, but there's a controversy, and Jane, I don't know if you're dialed into this at all, with the head coach of Florida basketball, Todd Golden.
Yeah.
What's up with this?
It's unbelievable that this is a married man with two kids making about $4 million a year and having great success as the Florida basketball coach. And there's all these allegations out today about stalking Florida co-eds, sending pictures of his you-know-what to them.
Oh, Lord.
And it's just, I don't know why any man thinks that's a good idea.
I don't either.
You speak for all women.
Yes.
Okay, like nobody wants that.
Nope.
Seriously, that is not a way to get a woman. What is wrong with these people?
How can you think? The story says that the 39-year-old sent unsolicited photos of his genitalia, including while his team was traveling. You're a head coach at one of the biggest programs in the SEC or in the country, and that's what you're doing. That is unbelievable. Now, I don't know if they have video or, you know, photographic evidence here, but good Lord. Sounds like he's not going to last very long at Florida.
No, I think this will be quick, and you just have to wonder, even though he's young and has been successful, whether he gets another job. I guess everybody forgives, and, you know, Brett Favre found work, but, boy, when you're representing a university, this is a tough call to a chancellor to
co-ed.
Say, yeah, let's go with the guy who just sent pictures of his junk to a bunch of Florida co-eds, yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah, that's a little...
The world's gone mad.
The world has gone mad. I got to touch on this last night, the game, because... That was like a college game last night between the Bengals and the Ravens. That was an incredible finish last night, Frank. I don't know if you stayed up for it.
Yeah, and I have to tell you that I don't know how an MVP can get better, but Lamar Jackson actually is. And I don't know how a quarterback in a losing cause can play any better than Joe Burrow did last
night. He looked great.
But that was the NFL at its finest.
Chase, that throw to Chase, you know, the second-to-last touchdown, I guess, man, that was unbelievable. Maybe it was the last touchdown. There were so many back and forth. Let's talk a little bit, though, about baseball and what happened with the Cardinals this week. You know, I had Scotty Werman on last night, Frank, talking about this move of Wilson Contreras to first base. And, you know, my instinct as a fan was, that kind of seems to make sense. He wasn't quite sure just because of the defensive aspect of first base. Maybe some people, including me, underestimating the skill that Paul Goldschmidt has defensively. But your thoughts on that?
Well, he won't be Paul Goldschmidt because Goldschmidt was the best of his generation at first base. However, if you're a catcher and you are blocking, you know, 100-mile-an-hour fastballs and picking up sliders, I think he's got enough hand-eye coordination. He's got to learn some footwork. But what it says is they believe in Ivan Herrera and Pedro Páez, and they can handle that position pretty well. And if you look at Goldschmidt's numbers last year, you'd like to think that Wilson Contreras will have better numbers at first base than Paul Goldschmidt would at this stage of his career.
Can I ask a strange question that nobody's really asked, I guess, maybe in a little while? Whatever happened to Yadi helping the team?
Oh, my gosh. Let me just say this. When that happened last year, when they announced that he's going to be a consultant and he's going to be, you know, a part of the organization, my first thing was, I used an old word, poppycock. There is no way in the world a guy who made as much money as he's made and has traveled to Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and Chicago a gazillion times that he wants to do that again as a assistant coach or helping out. When you make that kind of money, when you have that blank you money, and you've done all that traveling,
I'm
and you've done
you.
It for like 25 years, there's no way you're going to do it. I knew it was a joke the day it was announced.
Yeah, and I think a lot of us, I remember your comedy, but it just sort of went away, right? Nothing ever manifested into anything, which I guess was going to happen. But do you expect anything? You know, there's a little buzz out there about Nolan Arenado maybe being some trade bait. There's a lot of work to be done. Anything in the immediate sense, would you think?
Well, I think when you're playoff list for two straight years, and you really have no hope of winning in the immediate future, I think everything's got to be on the table. I mean, like, Ryan Helsley's our best player, so why would you trade your best player? Well, you're not going to win with him, so why not see if you can get a bunch of assets back? The difficulty with Arenado is that he's got that convoluted contract where the team that acquires him in the trade, there's going to be three different teams paying him, Colorado, St. Louis, and that team. But and look, Nolan's a great player. He's probably going to end up in the Hall of Fame. But as we've seen, I don't know if you win with him.
Mizzou, Oklahoma, tomorrow. Go.
Well, I just texted about 7 minutes ago with somebody as close to the Brady Cook situation as you possibly could be. And he said, quote, progressing game time decision. I got a feeling on a Saturday night, his second to last potential home game in his college career, that this kid is going to be out there one way or another. And it won't be just a quarterback playing. It'll be lighting up a stadium, lighting up a team, and that's what they may need. You know, look, Oklahoma is not a great team, but they do defend really well. A pick six won the game against Auburn. They played pretty good defense against Tennessee. But if Brady's out there, I think they got a great chance.
Is this the first game against Oklahoma since Blaine beat him in 2014?
No. Was it 14? I thought it was 2011. You may be right.
I thought it was 10 years ago. I might have the years off, but I mean,
it's been a while.
The last time we beat Oklahoma was that night game. I think I was there. And then because of the SEC, we haven't played them anymore until now.
Oh, you meant the game that they returned the opening kickoff?
Yes.
Back for a touchdown. That was 2010, actually.
Oh,
but I think
I'm way off.
Again in 2011.
Okay. Yeah. I'm thinking, but it was when Gabbert was quarterback, though. That's why I thought it was like 10 years ago. Anyway, I might be off on the timeline, but, you know, those were exciting games. It was a great rivalry, obviously going back to the Big 8 and the Big 12. What's coming up on Sunday night, Frank?
Well, we got a couple of fun things. We're going to talk with Brady Cook, hopefully after an Oklahoma a win against Oklahoma. We're going to have Randy Carricker, one of the great talk show hosts of all time, in breaking down St. Louis sports. And the story of a young lady who plays soccer at St. Louis Community College, who is one of the leading scorers in America, and who is going to become a nun. And
wow.
She now has to make a decision whether she takes the Division I scholarship and continues her career or goes right to the convent. She's really fun. Just a great young lady.
That is a fascinating story. Yeah,
I'll
talk
be
about
watching
unique.
That, man.
Nice get, Cusimano. Hey, have a great weekend, okay?
All right, guys, take care.
We'll talk
on
Monday. I will be here on Monday for Veterans Day. That's pretty cool. I always like those really unique sports stories. Well, Jane, you got big plans this weekend?
LSU.
Oh, you going?
No.
Oh, you're just watching.
No.
Okay.
No, and in fact, I'm getting over strep throat because I went to the...
No, thanks for coming in and infecting us. Thank you.
Appreciate
that.
No, I'm on antibiotics.
I would have masked up.
I am not contagious anymore.
Okay, all right. But, well, in that sense, but yes.
Yes. And, but yeah, so LSU, I mean, this is, you know,
we always have to remind people, why does a Mizzou lady like, because your daughter goes to Alabama and she works in the athletic department, so,
yes.
So you split your allegiances.
I do.
I know what Sue's doing this weekend.
What's
I really
that?
Like Emmett People checking me out.
I really love that.
People checking me out. Man, it takes a while. You know, I'd spend the whole weekend doing that.
We're gonna use that quite a bit.
I choose to.
Well, no, another reminder, though. I do want to mention something on a serious note. I mentioned that I was going to be here with Ethan on Monday. The rest of the crew is off. Sue's off and Fred is off. I would have been off, but I kind of traded out a day from a couple of Mondays ago. But we have the Veterans Day Parade in Florissant, which is Sunday at 1 p.m. Sue and Fred and I, and apparently canine companions. I was uninformed about the canine companions.
But what about Buddy?
Well, I've been incentivized to bring Oreo, and we'll see.
Oreo will be a huge hit.
He would be, but again, I can't really hold him up, and people would not really be able to see him.
No. You transparent backpack. This is how that rolls.
Hmm.
I'm telling you.
That doesn't sound breathable, but I understand your point.
No. They have all kinds.
I'll go to the House Bunny Society tomorrow. But Edwardsville on Monday, Annie's going to be in the Edwardsville Parade starting at November 11th. And you know what else starting at 3 p.m. So you know what else we're doing on Monday? Connection to you, Grafton Mayor Mike Morrow, who is behind this great
project
in Grafton on the Bluffs there to commemorate Normandy and D-Day. And it just, is an amazing project.
It really is.
And how's he doing on it?
He's doing well. They're having a fundraiser on Veterans Day. In fact, he's on History of the Lou with Sue this weekend. You
Woo!
Hear the whole thing.
And yeah. he's adorable.
But it really is kind of an amazing idea and the story behind it. It'll be great for the area.
It really is.
Awesome. All right, Jane, have a great weekend. We will talk next Friday. Sue's got traffic coming up. We're coming back with Heather McDonald, one of our favorites. She's going to talk about the media nonsense that's going on. Coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.